yeah, some prog rock music for you right there on Wandering Rhythms Radio. We are broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University campus, 90.1 FM. That band is from Wigan, UK. And yes, that's some serious prog rock. The band Boss Keloid with the song Flat Controller from their new LP, Family, The Smiling Thrush. And what is the definition of prog music compared to just regular rock music? Well, let's say that song hit a lot of the boxes. Over 6 minutes long, long passages without vocals, some pretty wild shrieking stuff, and then ending with an outro with just acoustic guitar. So yeah, rock music with patience, you could say. Flat Controller was the song. And before that, we heard from a musician all the way from Syria, Hamza Munif, with a single from 2020 called Mesba. So yeah, some pretty futuristic, say, drum and bass trap music almost, with some beautiful Arabic vocals just floating over top. And we started that set with Dirty Bellows all the way from East Vancouver, just down the mountain. Dirty Bellows, a brand new music, making the accordion great again. That's their tagline as a band. And yeah, they've just recorded a small live EP from their recording studio, a sign of things to come. This band that was just formed in the summer, this summer, the second one of the pandemic, where it was not easy to play shows indoors, right? So this band started as just a busking out on the streets. As far as I learned, got into a little bit of trouble in certain locations with the authorities and apartment dwellers. But nonetheless, Dirty Bellows, they cut their teeth on the road, on the streets, and now they're going indoors. They played at the Fox recently. And yeah, four-piece made up of a Russian leader of the band who plays the bayan, the Russian accordion. So many buttons on there. How do you remember which one is which note? It's a mystery. But yes, also bass guitar and drummer and congas. So Russian, Mexican, Canadian combo. The song we heard, it was short, but it threw three songs together. Final Countdown, that's the one, right? The final, and then the Crazy Frog song, bum 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 bum. Probably has other names. And then Madonna's Isla Bonita from the 80s. So yeah, crash course through pop music on this new EP of theirs, Dirty Bellows with Final Frog Bonita. And next we got something equally mysterious and beautiful. We have a band from a compilation. So I'm still trying to wrap my hand around this thing I just discovered. It's a little cultural engineering platform dedicated to the documentation and enhancement of hybrid cultures. That sounds pretty vague, right? Anyways, in France, there's this this issue. It's a book that comes with a record each year. It's like $90 to order it online. So this is a serious piece of art, and it's got all this engineering. It does a different country in each issue, and explores music on an LP from that country as well. And they just put out one this November, exploring music inspired by pearl divers of the Gulf. That is the Gulf of, not the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of, oh man, I'm forgetting the name. Anyways, it's the Middle East. The Persian Gulf, that's right. Yes, so various artists on this album. It's really beautiful, intriguing music, and I believe it's music artists from around the Gulf. We're going to hear right here Sit Il Muhana, and the song Aya Metwali, or is it the other way around? Nonetheless, a mysterious album right here. Various artists. It's called Nahma, a Gulf Polyphony. So this is the label / magazine / engineering culture hybrid called Flea from Paris that's put this together. Yes, enjoy the trip. This is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1. FM.
Welcome to the ACC African Caribbean Connection with your host, Captain DJ Red Eyes, with the most right here at 90.1 FM CJSF. You can also check us out at www.cjsf.ca. African Caribbean Connection, each and every Saturday from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. right here on your radio dial, 90.1 FM.
Did you know the Simon Fraser Public Interest Research Group, aka SFPERG, has been leading social and environmental activism on campus for 40 years? SFPERG is student activism by students for students. Do you have a vision for a brighter future? Are you passionate about changing the world? Visit us at www.sfperg.ca. That's www.sfperg.ca to learn more about getting involved today.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples. Find us online at cjsf.ca, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
What wandering rhythms on CJSF Radio. And we just heard from Montreal's Jessica Moss. In fact, we're still hearing her violin playing. The song that played before this one, called Distortion Harbor, we heard Let Down in its entirety, almost 9 minutes, which didn't necessarily expect to play the whole thing, but I just couldn't find myself able to stop it. And that's the beauty of community radio. It's that there are no preordained rules for song lengths and whatnot. Jessica Moss played in many interesting bands in Montreal and the thriving scene over there, including the Silver Mount Zion, the Black Ox Orchestra, and Vic Chestnut, and too many others to count. But yes, she's now gone her solo way, and an entire album of violin-fueled music called Phosphenes, which just came out weeks ago. And if you want to learn a new word for the day, a phosphene is a phenomenon of seeing light without light entering the eye. Which makes no sense, but also very deep for an album cover. Maybe you've experienced it yourself. Yes, Let Down was the song, Jessica Moss. And before that, we heard a couple really serene and jazzy pieces by Cloud Chord, a musician from Austin, Texas, solo fella, I believe. And we heard Himalaya and Fleas to the Moon from the new Himalaya mini LP of his, of theirs, Cloud Chord. And plays guitar, does all the production, and mixes in some surprising folk instruments from Asia on there, like some sort of guzheng, or maybe the Korean version, the gayageum or something. But yeah, some beautiful sounding strings with some pretty fly instrumental hip hop sounding stuff. Cloud Chord. And we started off that set of music with Aye Metwala. That is a musician I discovered from Egypt, and the song was Sit Il Muhana, from the compilation Nahma, which is an ode to pearl divers of the Persian Gulf. So very interesting project of lots of different styles, and that Cairo-based musician Aya Metwali has an interesting name for her music, at least this